91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Callie Doran. British Columbia's premier says the federal government is well on its way to meeting the province's five conditions for approving a pipeline expansion from Alberta to BC. She made the comments after Ottawa's approval of the Trans Mountain Pipeline. Clark hasn't said yes or no to a pipeline project, but now says an ocean protection plan promised by the federal government would ensure the Coast Guard response would be better in the future.
We've always said that it's a path to yes. I've always said from the very beginning that if the five conditions on any of these projects are met, the project can expect British Columbia's support. I believe that we have to find ways to balance resource development and job creation in this country with environmental protection.
Opposition to Kinder Morgan's pipeline expansion from environmentalists and some Indigenous groups has been swift in BC. Netflix is giving subscribers something they've wanted for a long time, the ability to watch on the go with no internet. Jason Nathanson has more. If you're out
on the road. Say you're out on the road and really want to watch the new Gilmore Girls episodes on Netflix, but find yourself in a place without Wi-Fi or streaming access. Now you can binge away. Netflix has finally introduced downloading for many, but not all, movies and TV shows, and you can download them to play offline later. You have to do it on their app, so phones and tablets only. And those with Amazon Prime may be yawning. Amazon's had downloading available for more than a year. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
A teenage driver in New Jersey has pled guilty to killing her school superintendent in a car accident. Rita Foley has more.
Authorities say the 17-year-old New Jersey high school student was late for a class trip and talking on her cell phone when the car she was driving hit and killed Robbinsville School Superintendent Stephen Mayer and his dog. This was last April. Mayer, a married father of three, was out jogging. The teenager pleaded guilty to careless driving and leaving the scene of a deadly crash. Under a plea deal, when she's sentenced in January, she'll face 3 years of probation and 200 hours of community service, and she'll lose her license for 2 years. I'm Rita Foley.
The McDonald's franchisee who created the Big Mac nearly 50 years ago died Monday at home in Pittsburgh. Michael James Jim Delaghetti was 98. Delaghetti invented the chain's signature burger in 1967 after deciding customers wanted a bigger sandwich. In 1993 interview, Delaghetti said it took a while to convince the company it would sell.
I tried for 2 years to have McDonald's let me try to make this Big Mac, and they said no. And then finally, after 2 years, they said okay.
Delaghetti's son claims his father ate at least one 540-calorie Big Mac a week for decades. That's QNET News on 91X to 302. In sports, a 45-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the alleged sexual assault of a woman outside the stadium where Sunday's Grey Cup game was played in Toronto. Toronto police said the alleged incident took place around 10:10 p.m. outside the main entrance of the BMO field where the Ottawa Red Blacks defeated the Calgary Stampeders. The alleged man approached the woman from behind and sexually assaulted her. Police say Howard Ferguson of Brantford, Ontario, has been arrested and charged with sexual assault. He is set to appear in court on January 10th. Auston Matthews scored his 10th goal of the season to help lift the Toronto Maple Leafs to a 4-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers. The victory was Toronto's second on the road all year. Defenseman Morgan Riley says even though Connor McDavid had a goal and an assist, the Leafs did a good job shutting him down.
As good as he is, he's going to get his chances, you know. I mean, he plays against the top line, and, you know, each night of his career, I mean, for the next 20 years probably. So, you know, he knows how to do it, and, you know, he'll create room for himself. That being said, I think we did a good job, but, you know, he had one and one, so you can't get too carried away with it, but we're happy with the team win.
The Toronto Maple Leafs will continue their Alberta swing with a visit to Calgary tonight. There are two other NHL games on the schedule. The New York Islanders are home to Pittsburgh, and San Jose visits Los Angeles. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. At 3:03, it's 12 degrees. QNET News, on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Callie Doran. News on 91X next at 4.